Police say the tractor trailer was making a U-turn at an intersection on Loop Road near I-85, just off the Atlanta airport. The driver of a private shuttle carrying passengers from three nearby hotels reportedly slammed on the brakes, skidded 90 feet, then hit the semi's trailer, which was blocking the intersection. Sergeant Keith Stanley is with the College Park Police Department, which is leading the investigation.
Well, it was in an intersection. We're being told that there was supposed to be a sign posted, no U-turns, so that's under investigation.
Police closed the ramp from I-85 to Loop Road for several hours. It's since been reopened. Jim Burris, WABE News.
And I'm Lisa George. 10 of the 16 victims were taken to Grady Hospital, the other six to Atlanta Medical Center. The medical center treated and released two of its patients, one of them a child. The other four are listed in fair condition. Two of the victims sent to Grady are being admitted to the hospital, one with both shoulders fractured, the other with both lungs collapsed. Dr. Leon Haley, Grady's chief of emergency medicine, calls those injuries serious but not life-threatening.
Most people are not wearing seatbelts. Some of them could be standing. So certainly hitting another vehicle, even at a sort of low to moderate rate of speed, obviously people fall and the potential for injuries is obviously very high.
Dr. Haley says he expects the rest of Grady's patients, including a 12-year-old, to be treated and released, perhaps by the end of the day. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.